From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions continue over an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin directed a cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by Donald Trump. President Obama spoke on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians used computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. China said it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location of its choosing. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about being prepared for a North Korea missile attack. North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is what they say is to blame for the reaction coming out of North Korea. And Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up and not put any roadblocks for confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump. This is VOA News.